welcome to Spark of Light Spiritual Chat Show. My name is Alice Trevorrow. I'm a spiritual medium and psychic, and I have the pleasure tonight to be having a lovely guest, Wayne Lee Amond, who is a psychic medium. And Wayne, earlier on in his life, as a child, he had visitations, he had experiences with spirit world. But it was later on again, during the COVID period, in fact, that it all came back into play again and expanded even more and much stronger. Now, Wayne is a teacher. He's also, he does live demonstrations, private readings. He does everything that's possible on the hands of working with spirit world. But before we introduce you to Wayne, I would like to also introduce tonight my co-host, my little sidekick, and we have our Judith Miller as well. So let's welcome Judith. Hello.
Hi, Alice.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm doing absolutely fine, thank you.
I was just waiting to be started to see if we were in sync with our clothes again.
Yes, I know. Yeah, because the last time we were on, we wore the same outfit, in fact.
But yes, that's it.
It's more or less the same.
Yes, we're identical. And the week, we did not, and then a couple of weeks before that, we were wearing the same again. So I was consciously thinking, Alice is going to wear green. Would you say she's going to wear green? We did okay. Hi, Chrissy. Hi, Kira.
Yeah. So we're live on YouTube tonight, and we're also live on Facebook. And on Thursday, we will be live on our podcast on Spotify and also Apple Broadcasts, and along with other places that's actually gets expanded out to. There's that many, I can't remember them all.
It goes everywhere.
So let's welcome tonight our lovely guest, Wayne Lee Amond. I'm giving you your title, Wayne.
You're looking good with a halo above your head.
Hey, have you clicked the record button, Alice?
Yeah. He's making sure.
That's it.
I won't make that mistake again, will I?
No, please don't. Yeah. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Chrissy. Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yeah, we do have a few people on this evening. Yeah. Oh, I've got Jennifer Rose. Oh, bless. Lovely to see Jennifer. Kira, my darling's on as well. Chrissy. Yeah. And Fran, welcome, my darling. Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely to see some lovely faces that some that we know, some maybe we don't know, but it's lovely to have you here this evening. So welcome. And if anybody has any questions for Wayne as well, then please put in the comment box and we'll get round to introducing that. We're laughing here because there's a lot of faces getting filled, etc. So it's going to be a good night. But can I just go to the beginning here with you, Wayne? Now, I know that as a child you had experiences with spirit world. When you say experiences, were you actually seeing clairvoyantly? Was it clairsentience, you know, clairaudience, or was it the whole shebang? Tell us about your experience as a child.
Well, it's never boring with spirit. But I could feel the energy. I could sense there was a lot of energy. I couldn't see spirit. It's kind of like one of them. As soon as I went to bed, I knew I was going to have energy, I know it's energy now, but I could feel them. Goose pimples, I had a blanket over my head every night. This was happening. I was sweating. I wouldn't put the blanket up because I was scared what to see. So, you know, I just kind of like just knew. But it was always around about 10 o'clock at night for some reason. I'm not too sure. And then when it got after 12, it kind of like went. So every night was the same. But I just said, go away. Because I knew it was, I don't know what was there. But yeah. I know now it was spirit. But after that, yeah, they just disappeared. And after that, the day after stuff like that, I kind of like getting space. Now, we're all special, but it was kind of like I felt different once they went. It was kind of like I told you, like, family life, you know, stuff like that. But I felt different. I felt sure after they went every night, it was different. So I forgot all about it, really, but I felt different. I felt like I was protected. It sounds strange, but I kept some...
No, just understand it. Yeah, yeah, I used to be the same. I had the this quilt over my head.
Yeah. Well, it was sheets back in my day, so...
I was going to say, we didn't have...
Well, it was sheets, yeah. It was actually, yeah.
I had a knitted one, you know, so...
I was nodding, so it didn't show me
But, I could, and you know, I could pick up people's energy who was bad, who was not, you know, going to school and stuff. And I had a bit, I had a bad
time. Would you have nightmares?
Nightmares? I can't remember if it did, to be honest. But I could always know, I could see an elderly lady, which I never knew my grandma. I've only seen photographs, but I always seen this lady come to my dreams all the time. And when I was a child, my grandma passed away when I was like 2 years of age. And my mum always put a cross at the bottom of my cot and always there. No one touched it, nothing. And my mum said that it disappeared, this cross. And no one knows where this cross went. And it was... at the bottom of my cot, and it disappeared. And when we moved house from that house, my mum seen my grandma waving as we was leaving the house and moving to another house. So,
Oh, that's lovely. That's really lovely. Now, I know that you say it kind of disappeared a little bit, you know, but it came back more in full force during the COVID period, which is very interesting, you know. So how did that come about for you then, Wayne? Was that just before COVID, or was it when we were right in the hearts of it all?
It was kind of like, it was October the 18th, I can remember it for some reason. I don't know why it sticks in my head, 2019. And I was going to the gym. I was still working at that time, but... It was on TV and stuff like that about this virus, so I didn't pay any attention to it, to be honest. So, I was just, but when it come full force and, you know, they're starting to shut down the gyms, because I was a gym freak, you know, I was proper bad for the gym, and I worked, you know, rode my bike to work and worked my shifts and stuff like that. So when it come full force, that's when I started changing. And I was being drawn to meditation. I was doing witchy stuff. And I was buying Wicca stuff off Amazon, doing spells. But I was being drawn to meditation. I was meditating. I thought, why am I doing this? I bought Wicca knives. I got an altar. And, it just started from like there, really, just doing random things. But I knew I was being drawn to something. I just didn't know what it was, and I just thought, am I a witch, you know, which I know I am from my mum's side. But,
I was
going to
say, we could probably own one.
Yeah, we are. 100%. Yeah. It's kind of like, I just said to my mate, and it was still like things was open. Still, you know, half open, shutting down, coming to that point. In furlough didn't actually happen fully just then, so there was still a few spiritual churches and stuff like that. So I said to my mate at the gym, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to an open circle. And that, for some reason, boom, I said, I'm going to one, and there's one down the road from me. So I did, and that's when I knew I wanted to be that medium, giving messages. So I got in touch with someone that was there, and then just started going to, like, furlough was coming in, sort of thing. So it was just kind of like finding my feet, talking, you know, and being told to look at photographs, and I didn't know what was going on. And when I was looking at photographs, I could see, like, people that I passed over in this photograph, like doing the shopping or you know, all kinds of stuff. So just before COVID and everything, it was full, like fast forward.
Yeah.
Literally, it was
throttle by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it was. It was just everything was coming to me. I went to a couple of workshops from a couple of mediums and, kind of like, you know, bit of guidance here, getting told to go to open circles, which I did. I went to Lowe's one every night. I was meditating literally 3 times a day, 7 days a week. I really bad. I mean, I was crying. I was pouring my heart out in meditations. Things were coming to me from my past, what I hadn't faced. Yeah. And I could feel energy, powerful energy. I wasn't too sure what this energy was, which I know now is my spirit guides. And I just felt this overwhelming love, you know. And, I went through a bad past as well. And there was a point in my life where I was on my hands and knees crying to our divine. And, you know, that was kind of like a pathway. Like an opening to the start of my life, meeting my wife, it just kind of like really strange feelings, but I was being drawn, but I knew it was a good way of being drawn, so it was just amazing, really was. Yeah. There's so much to say about the journey, but that was kind of like a short path, really, trying to. I hope that makes sense.
It totally does. And I mean, Judith and I could empathize with that as well.
Yeah.
I think you sometimes as well, you've got to hit like rock bottom at times, you know, and it's when you actually scream out, you know, from the depths of your soul for help, for a change in direction of whatever's going on in your life, that the door opens, and it really opens wide open, you know, and then you go forward and you're going on to a different journey of your life, the path that you were getting directed to go on, but you were fighting against it for so many years, you know. They listen, they certainly do listen, and they get you back on the path that you were dedicated and probably from the very beginning to being on, you know.
You always feel like every job I had, I hate this job. I was never suited to any job. You know, I tried my best and I thought, why am I not? Why is there nothing I can really relate to or do where I'm happy? Or, you know, getting up 6 in the morning, 5 to do a job I love. And I just thought, you know, I just didn't know what was going on. But with this, it's kind of like my life, you know. I love helping people, and I believe the beginning of everyone's journey, spiritually, mediumship, healing, everything, is very powerful and the most important, because I was pretty lost. Me, I was to be honest, on my own. I didn't know any spiritual people, nothing, and I was kind of like, what is going on? I couldn't understand that. I was having an awakening, and so this is why I do my courses. I did do an open circle for a year and a half, which the energy got stagnant. The guys wanted me to come away from that, so I had to close that door for another door to open, which is my courses to help you know, those struggling at the beginning of their mediumship path, beginners and intermediates, which is amazing.
Do you know what you did touch on? And I'm really glad that you did touch on. And it, for some reason, people don't really pick up on it always the same when it's women. I don't mean that in the wrong way. But you touched on about the healing and the emotions and allowing all that emotion out. And a lot of people try and bottle that up. And they try and, you know, when they start to get emotional, they'll try and, like, compose themselves, but you did right, you know, letting all that out and the healing, and it's nice to hear, you know, other people, especially men, and talking about their feelings and being open, and that's good. I think that's nice that we can do that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I was I learned because I was going on YouTube, bought books, and the overwhelming love that was coming through, I mean, every day was a learning curve. you know, reading books or going on YouTube, meditating, finding which meditation to help me. I knew, like you probably know yourself, you knew you had to cry. Don't know why. But it was like meditate. So I knew to listen to angelic music. So I would sit there and I'd be like, why am I crying? You know? And
yeah. But even if you don't know, you still let it flow. That's right.
And it was a release, you know? And then he took me back to my past, because it took me 3 months to actually go deep in meditation, learn to find myself in meditation. That's what I did first. I found, you know, trying to answer questions in meditation just confused everything. So I learned through reading books and YouTube or stuff like that, was to find myself, my energy in meditation, which I did. And once I did that, that's when I started to, you know, cry, you know, touch on things that I forgot about, and, you know, stuff from the past. And it was just like, it's like they got my back, you know. It's kind of like they knew, they know our path, don't they? So they don't. Absolutely. So it was very hard. You probably know yourself, but it was me doing my shadow work, kind of like thing, but on my own. Wasn't on
the part of it. It's part of that journey, isn't it? It's always going to be part of that journey, because even though we hate it now, a year, 3 months, 2 years down the line, that something could resurface, and we keep slowly but surely we keep shredding, but lighter and lighter, and life throws us curveballs, so we never know. You know, we might be mediums, but we don't see everything that's coming. Neither we should.
We're not meant to. What about the spells that you were talking about? Because I was reading a bit on your bio that you sent over, and I was interested to see what that was about.
Well, I have got a Harry Potter wand, actual wooden one, but it's not Harry Potter's. I got it from London. I got it designed. And it was a way of protecting myself when I was meditating. There's all kind of things. I was buying mugwort spells. I got my daughter involved. I said, right, we're doing a money spell. And we're doing protection spells. But I wrote a pentagram on my desk. I just knew I had to do these things. I just don't know why. But I thought it was turning into, I was addicted, honestly. But I just didn't know what I was doing. Because it was more witchy stuff at that time. So
Was that from something that you've seen, or, you know, where did you get these spells?
I'm not too sure, but I feel ancestry-wise.
Past life, another life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel, because I know from my mum's side, that's where it is now. It's kind of like through meditation, you find out these things and past life regression and stuff like that, and the Akashic records stuff, just all kinds of stuff. It adds up, and when you write it all down and you keep on hearing the same name over again, like I did on your course on Judith's course about spirit guides and getting the same name, Kevin, and stuff like that. You write it all down, it all makes a puzzle. And I knew past lives, that's where I was getting this from, but that wasn't my path. It was just something I had to know about. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Your journey's your own.
Part of my ancestry was a witch, but it wasn't my journey going forward now. So that's when I stopped doing that, but still do the protection and stuff like that, really. Yeah. So
I wanted to touch on a little bit, actually, there, Wayne. Now, for people who maybe don't, who are the viewers are maybe listening, they don't know a lot about spiritualism and working with spirit world. Do you feel that you need protection from spirit world, or where is this protection that you would be describing? Because other people might get confused and they might think, oh, do you need protected from spirit world? Do you know, or what do you need protected for? It's just your view on that. I know what my view is, but it's your view on that.
So if you want me to be honest, I'll be honest. That's the way I work, only honestly, even through
honesty,
my reading.
Honesty is everything on this show. Honesty.
When I first, well, I know we don't need to protect ourselves from our guides, the spirit world, nothing like that. It's more we need protection because we're open channels and anything can jump into our light, and we've got to keep our light shining bright to deflect any bad energies. But as I found out going through my journey, it's not all love and light.
Really, Wayne? Did you find that out too?
Well, at the beginning, because I didn't know, I just thought I was going into this knowing everyone's going to love me. You know, have the same energy, the vibration, the frequency is going to be nice, and boom. You know, I started giving my first reading because that's what I did. I was going to open circle. I was feeling spirit. I was getting the information, but I was like ego kicking in, which I know about the ego now, and I wasn't giving stuff. So anyway, I know about my guides by then, and I said, right, okay, if I give this message in the circle for this woman, and I remember this reading, then if she takes it, then I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to say yes to everything you want me to do. So I remember giving this reading to this lady, and she took everything, and I was jumping around, and went in the next room, said to my wife, she took the reading, and she went, and yeah, but after that, I started giving readings, good evidence coming through, it was amazing, and I thought, what's going on? And the energy in my room was so powerful. I had glass candle holders, and they both shattered. And me and my wife was like, what? And and my hairs on my arms were like stuck up. And I could feel spirit all around. And I can see them now because through doing exercises, what I learned myself, and YouTube stuff like that, so I can see them more now and more clearly, so it's okay. So when I'm working up here on TikTok or anything, my wife can hear loads of feet in my room going down the stairs every time I'm working. And I said, how are you working that? I said, I don't know, but I can hear him. I said, do you want a job? She goes, no chance. So but yeah, after that, then I started getting, you know, really bad vibes from people. I could feel psychic attacks. So I had to up my protection. And the more I was revolving, getting myself known, opening group pages to help other people, you know, got stabbed in my back a few times, I must say. So I'm a free spirit.
All lessons.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm a free spirit, so I went to a load of open circles, but certain people was like, no, come with me, stay in this one, stay in that one. I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to that one, that one, that one. And I knew where my guides wanted me to go to, and I just listened to them. I just listened to where I needed to go. And, yeah, so protection is from human people.
And
attachments. You can get attachments from readings as well. If you're doing a reading, someone's got an attachment from a dark entity, I don't want to, you know, or anything. Yeah. You've got to be careful because you'll feel drained and everything. So
yeah,
that's when the pendulum comes out and remove these. So
do you know, I see the pendulum. And I'm not putting anybody out of mind. I'm really not. But I take a strand of hair and a sterling silver ring. And energy gets depleted through metal. So energy can't get depleted. So I take a strand of hair, cleanse it with a sterling silver ring, and that is my pendulum. And it 100% works every time.
Well, I don't know how.
No way, you can't do that.
I was just going to say, you might have a little problem there with Wayne.
It's going to take you, Wayne.
Send me some in the post of your hair.
I'm losing enough as it is. You're not getting
anything. Anyone listening and they're not able to see tonight, Wayne doesn't have a lot of hair, so
and I need a haircut, believe it or not.
Yeah. No, really.
I think you suit it. I think it's nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a COVID thing as well. Believe it or not, I did have hair. Not much. I was receding, but COVID gave me the chance to, you know, shave it all off. You know, the guys were like, this is going. And all the tattoos I get is all symbolic to angels. I've got an angel here. I don't know if you can see. This is Archangel Uriel with the lamp up here.
Yeah.
They say tattoos are very sacred to the person receiving them, and a lot of people don't realize that they're being spiritually guided when they get tattoos. But 100%. Everything that they get, like yourself, like I know our middle daughter has tattoos, and they're all on her feet in different places, you know, for like memorial for her grandparents and different things. But I was reading a bit about that, and they say that it is very much for quite sacred to the person. There's a spiritual reason behind that.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. I mean, it's like owls, roses. I've got a big cross that fills me back with like God at the top and angels fighting demons, you know. And this is before I was a medium, and you know, obviously the owl. I've got an owl here as well, if you can see.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
So, and I have a white owl
there. So if you can
see, we've got one in the garden.
We've got one in the garden.
And then obviously the angel wings. And then I've just got all the symbols of protection on.
Yeah.
So you were kind of really, you were going through a spiritual awakening in a sense as you were getting your tattoos. Looking, if you maybe were looking back, would you put it like that, going back, and you just weren't aware at the time?
It's like now I have flashbacks from the past now, which makes sense and makes the picture from the past to now. So when you do come through awakening, it's like I've probably 3 spiritual awakenings since my first one, and you go through a depression always. I don't know about you, but I feel like, where are we? And my wife's like, is that it again? They'll come back next week.
Be lost, yeah.
My wife, but I still go and give readings even though I don't feel it because the trust is there, you know.
Absolutely.
So I still give a good reading, but I don't feel it. You know, normally when they're there, but they're probably changing, or there's always a reason, or for me just to build that trust, save energy, you know, or sitting in my power to build that energy. Because when I build up my power, then I don't really need, because obviously we know the spirit world's there. We've got to raise our vibration, our frequency to meet that. So when I work psychically, that's when I get drained. When I work the spirit world, I don't get drained.
Yeah.
So I don't know about yourselves. When I work with people, humans again, you know, it's kind of like put that protection back up again. So this is what I learn with students and stuff. So everything I've gone through, everything I've learned, everything I've studied that works for me, I know it does. And I know my guides want me. They channeled me to share that information and help those going through. That's why these courses I've done for about a year. Over 100 students have gone through my courses in a year, and good reviews. And it's amazing to meet new people, and I learn all the time from my students. I don't like calling them students or fledglings or stuff like that, but I don't like being called a teacher or nothing. It's just, it's not this thingy. But one main thing I do in my course is shadow work, 100%. On the fifth week, once they get to know each other after going through exercises, all kinds of stuff, what I do, you know, I ask everyone to bring something to the table that they hold from the past. It's a sacred circle, so no one can talk about it or nothing. And there's tears, there's everything, but they feel better after that. And they're like, what happened? They had a good night's sleep, and I do it on every course because it works. My guides wants them to know not to judge people. And when someone says, I've been through a bad life, we've all been through a bad life. That's why I do the shadow work as well, for all them to see we all go through stuff in life, but you can never give up on your spiritual path because you'll regret it, basically. Yeah. So there's a few that's gone through my courses where there's a woman, I won't mention her name, and years ago she was spiritual medium, but father passed away, so she gave it all up. Why did you take me, father? Blah, blah, blah. You know, you said that he was going to heal him, blah, blah, blah. But she knows now it doesn't work that way. So she gives it all up for years. And then she come across me and she booked me for a reason, reading. And we had a chat and stuff like that. And she was like, I'm lost now. You know, I give up doing mediumship, the thing I love, because it took my father, which I know that wasn't the case. And she come to my courses. While she was doing my courses, her mum passed away. But she didn't give up. She carried on the courses. She
became, repeating that cycle.
Yeah, exactly. And she became ill. And she was in hospital doing a Zoom session with me and the other 8 students.
Yeah.
So that commitment, and she didn't give up because she knew that she wasn't going to go through that again. So, and now
she was ready this time. She was ready this time.
So
there is this misconception, though, isn't there, that if you're a medium, you don't suffer the same. Do you know, if someone passes to spirit world, and that's not real, that's not true at all. No. You know, because someone did say that to me once, but you're all right, you're a medium, you know, so you won't feel the pain the same. I'm like, whoa, how wrong are you? You do. Oh my God, 100%. You do.
Yeah. I mean, we need to learn to lose people and all that for us through our readings.
Yeah.
It's like 6 years ago, it's kind of like my wife had a brain tumor and it was touch and go. And it was really bad. It was a 5.5 centimeter tumor on the stem brain. So that blocked her oxygen, everything. So, so if anyone that says, you know, I had a stroke, a minor stroke, not a full one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went through depression. I had trouble at work, bullying. I was being bullied at work. You wouldn't believe it, would you? But I went through so much. That's just a little bit like that, really. But we all go through stuff. I was an alcoholic, you know. There's loads that going. So, that's just, and I bring that out to my circle as well, my courses, to show them that, you know, we all have a past. So,
do you know, see, honestly, see, listen, I sent Alice this song, and there's a song out, and it's by can't remember the name of it, but it's called Nobody. And in the lyrics, it talks about Moses got stage fright and David took a rock to a sword fight. And it talks about 12 outsiders. And do you know what? And it's very it really resonates with me, because I like the fact that, you know, the three of us sitting here, and I'm sure there's plenty more out there, are learning to just be themselves. Yeah. They're learning to just to be open, as you say, and to be able to say, you know, I struggled with this, I struggled with that. You know, going back in my, I don't hide it, going back in my past, I suffered from physical abuse, from domestic abuse from back in my past. But I use that to show people that it's okay to go through that and talk about it, because that's you not giving it your power anymore. That's you facing, you know, your hard parts in life.
Yeah, sometimes you have to face.
I mean, it's not fair, my students doing shadow work, and I can't give something back. So, you know, it's nice for them to know that, you know, I've been there, because a lot of people judge people, and I don't like, Well, I've been there, but I don't do it no more. So nobody knows what everyone's gone through in their life. And I've learned not to give my power away. So this is kind of like a sense of bringing healing. You know, healing is very powerful. You know, not just mediumship, but healing is very powerful, because I get a lot of healing sent me from a friend to help me work. And I've done my second level Reiki too. So I do my shukari, and I always protect myself. And, you know, that helps me so much, Reiki healing. I've not done my master's yet, but it's so powerful to help me as a medium to put that shield up. You know, and I feel the energy of healing when I work and give a reading, and I know I'm giving a reading to someone who does healing. So it's amazing that helps me so much. Put no symbols in yet. But it is, it's amazing. It helps so much.
You know, Wayne, I'm a Reiki master, but I've got to be honest with you. I prefer doing the spiritual healing.
So,
I mean, I know all the symbols, obviously, with being a Reiki master, I know what you're meant to do and everything, but I just get this inner strength and the power. It's completely different to when I do healing with the, you know, as a Reiki master. Because really, see, at the end of the day, it's coming from the one source of power, you know, and that is, if you believe in the divine, or if you believe whoever God is to you, it's love. It's unconditional love.
That's love and light, universal energy. Because the universe is our divine's brain. I don't know if you see that. That's the way I look. I always imagine that white light, you know. I mean, there's different types of meditations that's more for gratitude, mindfulness, you know, anxiety, mental health, all types of meditations. Sitting in your power is a different meditation for me personally. Bringing that universal energy through, or taking it up through our white light, or connecting it, is a healing energy. So I just imagine that light coming through, coming out my hands, and that's it. And like you said, it's divine, universal, white, beautiful healing energy that comes through. It's a force.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Wayne, but I know you own a crystal shop.
Please do.
I know you own a crystal shop. I did my Reiki 1 and 2 as well. I'm not a master, the same. I'm not like you, 1 and 2, but I didn't pursue it to the master. But do you Reiki your crystals?
Do I what? Sorry?
Do you, so if I was a customer coming to your crystal shop, do you Reiki your crystals?
I Reiki the shop.
I know a Reiki master, and she owns a crystal shop, and I would take my grandson in there, and she would Reiki the crystals that she sends out, and they're powerful. They're really powerful. The fact that I'm over in Ireland and I'm not local, I'd be at your crystal shop. Do you meditate with crystals?
Just before, when I close my shutters, I leave one door open, leave the tapestry up, and my wife knows what I'm doing. So I'll do a big shakari sign, and then imagine this light coming through, and I'll shine the white light all around my shop, around me, the entrance, shakari, everywhere. Shut the door, and as I'm shutting my door, I say, thank you for today's fruits. Thank you, universe. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for protecting my shop. Whether I get £10, £100, it doesn't matter. You know, fact is,
it's half full, not half empty.
Yeah, it's fruits. It's something. Just being there in Bury, I've helped. Well, I won't say I've helped. They've helped me help people. So that's why I'm there in that spot.
So, you've met quite a few people in that spot. I've seen the photographs.
Won't mention the Prime Minister though.
I've seen that. Everybody was like, woof. It was like, oh,
I have to put those pictures down now.
I'll let you go ahead, Rian.
Yeah, let us know what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. I'll just mention, when I meditate, I like golden healer quartz. Golden healer quartz, I've got a sphere here. When I hold that, helps me go deeper. Healer quartz. Selenite is a good one as well. It's very, it's high vibrational frequency, and it clears your aura. Selenite is a very powerful one. And
do you know what I think is really underrated? For years I used to see it and I used to go, I always go for what I'm drawn to. And for years I used to walk past the same crystal and think, doesn't appeal to me. And then out of the blue, it appealed to me. And I brought Desert Rose and I brought it home. Oh my word. It's like, poof. It is an amazing, amazing crystal. So it is. It's so underrated.
Just don't wash it.
No.
My favorite though is lapis lazuli. I always wear that before I work. Lapis lazuli chain.
I do like that.
I've got lapis lazuli all over because it's good for the throat chakra. It's good for public speakers, i.e., for us, and it's very spiritual in the Egyptian, Greek, all the islands down there. So, yeah, it's really, I love lapis lazuli. There's so much to it because it's got pyrite in it, sodalite. So it's like three crystals in one. And sodalite is really good for all the chakras, all the clairs.
Sodalite
is and unikite. Unikite is really underrated. There's so many out there that you can use.
Do you meditate, Alice, with crystals?
Yeah, I meditate with crystals.
Yeah, I love them.
I just don't put them on my head.
No, I don't put them on my head. I like rose quartz.
It's nice.
And I like to, and also like clear quartz as well. I tend to, both of them, I tend to meditate with. Yeah.
Well, I constantly, now don't get me wrong, I like volcanic jasper. It's lovely to grind with, really beautiful nice color. To grind. Yes. But I tend to always, I don't know, it's like if anybody sees me when I'm working spirit, I'm always fiddling with a crystal.
Yeah.
But every so often, and I took the notion when I was over in Liverpool seeing our daughter, there's a crystal shop there. And I was like a kid in the candy shop. Let me at it. And I went around with this basket and I was like, one of these.
And then
that was really good. I did take it to the till. I didn't do a runner. I took it to the till. And I had my wee bag, and I was like, we can go anywhere you want now. I'm happy. And I come home, and I've only used one of them.
Yeah, it's strange. It's like books, isn't it? You can have 100 books what you buy. You won't read them, but you know you need them at some point in your life.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Just ahead on with the crystals, when I first started to learn about crystals and meditation, the four main ones I used to hold were smoky quartz, clear quartz, amethyst, and selenite. So I had two towers on each hand, my crown chakra was off the grid.
Do you know what people said to me, and you might know this, but I defied it. So if it's right, I defied it anyway. And people says to me, you know, don't put this crystal with this crystal and this crystal with this crystal and don't do this and don't. And I was like, I don't know, because I've got five that I really want to carry on my person. And listen, see if you don't have pockets. Against my skin, left side all the time. And then look in my pocket. So I've seen me carry about maybe 7-8 crystals about with me. And it's just me. I love my crystals. And I've never had a bad experience using the mixture of crystals that I want to use. I've never had it. Have you?
Definitely. No. No. Only being is, it's all about balance. So when you've got high vibrational frequency crystals with you, always wear tiger's eye, a grounding crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you've got grounding crystal and you've got a high vibrational one, that will ground you and it's a good balance.
I would carry jasper. I would carry the grounding and the high vibrational together. But I do, my partner says to me, Judith, honestly, like, you just jingle when you walk. There's all these crystals that have been down. I lost my tigers eye in the front garden one last year. I was like, I've lost my tiger's eye. Well, do you know what? I must have needed to lose it because I found it about 7 months later, exactly where I lost it, and it wasn't there before. Yeah. So it was well cleansed, well cleansed and charged.
What kind of crystal would you recommend then, Wayne, for someone who was perhaps suffering, or they were ill, or they had grief or sorrow or whatever? Is there a particular crystal that is good for that?
The one you said, rose quartz.
Rose quartz.
Yeah. Rose quartz, or what's it called? Pink calcite. What else is there? There's pink aragonite as well.
Aragonite.
That's a beautiful one as well. Green chalcedony is a good one. That's very therapeutic. Cleanser. Again, selenite. You see, like Judith was saying, crystals will amplify to make them stronger. So quartz is a good amplifier. Selenite, so it'll make rose quartz more powerful. So if you was to put selenite with rose quartz, do your studying though, because right for me might not be for you. Amethyst as well.
Yeah.
Anxiety, stuff like that. Amethyst is amazing for headaches, migraines, all that kind of stuff. And it's good for all your chakras as well.
Do you know what three? Moldavite, apophyllite, and carbonite. I put the carbonite on top with the moldavite, and people all over TikTok were going, no, don't use moldavite. Listen, there's no crystal bad. It's what you put into it. It's the energy and the intention. And the connection is, whoa, it's absolutely amazing. But I always carry my grounding crystals with me anyway. But see, though, that combination of those three, amazing.
Try putting moldavite, because you can get black moldavite or green.
I got my certificate to make sure it wasn't fake, because it's really hard to get genuine ones, isn't it?
Put moldavite with Urkimer diamond. Honestly, that is, whoa. You have to put it in a box. Honestly.
Get a shopping list again.
When I first put that on, because I've got a little cage and I mix them, and honestly, that made me feel sick. And I thought, this is not for me. The thing is, I'm weird, because when I know a crystal works for me, I get a bad taste in my mouth. Sounds weird. Uh-huh. Normally you would.
Is it like a soily, metally taste? Yeah.
Yeah, so I know that works for me. It's very strange.
I had that taste, I was pregnant.
I get that taste too. Even if I'm meditating, do you ever get that taste when you're meditating?
No.
I'm too busy getting touched by spirit.
I get touched all the time, and I just feel totally elevated, and I feel myself completely gone. I know I'm sat there, but I know I'm away.
I don't taste anything, but my mouth goes very dry.
Smell
anything. See, I do. I taste sometimes, and sometimes I would taste like a perfumey, like a scent, like flowers and things. I've noticed it getting stronger. That I never used to taste like that, but I find it can that.
Yeah.
So
that,
It's like Tuesday night burnt dinner. I only burn.
Why? I wouldn't do it any other way.
But it's like saying, though, crystals, people don't understand how powerful crystals are because every crystal has a different frequency in it. And this is what I tell my customers, because we've got crystals in our body. And when our body needs something, you know, it'll know which crystal to hold that day to, absorb the bad energy. So that's why you need to put them in sunshine to, you know, draw out that bad energy into the air or whatever, you know. But that's what crystals do. They blend their energy with your energy. So, you know, you become one. So crystals work with you 100%.
Would you believe if I told you that there's like an old mine place up near where we are, and like I've been here quite some time now, and I went up with my daughter and I was walking back with our dog and I said to our daughter, that looks like a giant smoky quartz crystal. That really looks like, and I was wanting to go back and she was like, no, Mum, come on, the dinner be ready, come on. So we come back and as on the way home, she started researching it. It's the oldest crystal mine in Ireland. And there's pyrite, there's smoky quartz. It was, I said to her, that was a giant smoky quartz. So same in the bed, I'm going crystal hunting with my grandkids.
No more spends for a month for her.
That's it. No, I'll be getting scavenging off the earth.
Yeah. And to get it raw out the ground, that's going to be some.
But do you know what else I find really, really? Pebbles from the beach.
Yeah.
Pebbles and stones. Yeah.
You see, like, if I see one, I've got a light blue one there, and you can see an angel in it. So I'll pick it up. You know, anything like that, you'll see things in images or signs or stuff like that. So,
and have you meditated with those? I would pick up pebbles and different things from the beach because it's like 3 minutes from where I am.
I love it.
You want to feel your energy, even in your garden. Go down and lift a stone from your garden and sit with it, and it's like, whoa, it's supercharged, brilliant, and really, really good.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, what's it called? That stuff where you touch and you do readings with, I've got psychometry, you know. But do meditating with it, it's only going to make your. The thought process when you're meditating just expand. So when you're holding something, it just helps you, like you say, when you're doing reading. So it is always good to hold something when you're meditating. But I normally turn my hands that way if I want a grounding meditation, or you know, lift it up if I want answers or you know, or healing or something. So there's all different ones. And I always do that. Imagine a white light, a bubble, and I'll go like that over me as I'm meditating. And I do stuff like that as well. And I just feel my energy lift. And it's just amazing.
Powerful.
It's hard to use one though, but it's hard. And this is why I feel so. For people that don't understand mediumship or healing or anything spiritual, and you know, you get a lot of judgment from people who don't understand because they're like fakes or he's guessing. You get it all, don't you? But
you need to put them keywords in.
Sorry about that. I'll put that in next time. But
that's what we have to do in general. What you're saying. You have to put keywords in to do different things, and
You've got to go through the feelings. You've got to go through everything, and like you say, you've got to go through that low point in your life. You know, loss, grief. You know, we all have a path, a past, and we all have our destination is written out. It's how you get
Written in the stars.
Yeah. It's just how you get there. It can be difficult. Yeah. It can be easy. And this is why we get the choice of, they give us the choice of, you know, making the right choices in life and stuff like that. But just be careful with your energy, everyone. Be careful of vampire energies. Yeah. Oh, you get them. Marjorie, you spoke with husband 10 years ago, but still talks about it. Oh, no chance. I can't even talk about football no more. And I used to be mad on football, but yeah, you change spiritually, honestly.
Yeah, I have to say, I can't get football. It's just like a lot of men, not kicking a ball around the field. I'm kind of like, I don't really know what they're all doing.
My husband's never, ever, he's not interested in football, which is really quite good.
Yeah, me too.
I keep in touch with Man City. The score and everything, but I don't go watching the games. Oh, no chance. Getting drunk.
I know.
No.
Don't you think change
around people as well. People that were in your life, you start seeing things and you feel we're not really compatible anymore. Do you know there's a change going on? And why did I never see this before? You know, but I'm seeing it really clearly now, you know, and I don't like what I'm seeing, and I don't like what I'm feeling. I don't like what I'm feeling.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's mainly family. I don't know about themselves, but it is. It's mainly family, and I've had to cut cards, honestly. Yeah. They're the ones you think would support you. I mean, their family, my wife, she supports me and stuff like that, but I've had to cut cards from past people.
And you know, it's hard to do that because your journey has to be your journey.
Yeah, it's horrible because it's all draining, you know, because why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? Why are you and I'm going through a spiritual awakening, you know, and it's kind of like, my wife is going to fall. Ambulance straitjacket job for me at one point, and I was like, "No, I'm all right," you know. singing next door. I was like, "This is Wayne singing in the shower." I'm like, "No, it's radio," you know. So again, you've got to go through this. When you're dealing with negative people,
you'd be at the checkout.
100%. But that works the third eye chakra. Trust me, some of the postman was like, "What's going on?" You know, and it's amazing, but it works that on and the bowls. You know,
I got one at Christmas time. Yeah,
can you use it?
It's really cool.
Mine's isn't crystal. I received a gift and it was like a wee, you know, the brass one.
Oh yeah, that's the one I've got.
And it has a big, sits on a cushion and it stops, and I'm like.
It's easy to use.
My daughter can use it.
Yeah, lie down, get your daughter to go over you with that. It's good for healing. But it's good for healing. I know a friend who had cancer, and she bought a singing bowl off me, and I give her advice and everything. And she later come on my courses, and she's a great medium, honestly. And she didn't know nothing about this, and I said, you know, you've got a connection. And I said, get this singing bowl. She had to pay for it, sorry. But she went home, she got this singing bowl every night, candles around her. She was positive. I'm not letting this cancer beat me. Carrying crystals with her. And every day she went for, what's it called? Not radio.
Chemo?
Yeah. And she lost her hair, but she's 100% now. She's a changed woman, lost loads of weight, got rid of someone in her life that wasn't helping her. And she's come on my courses. And the reading she was giving, and I was like pushing her here and there. And she's a different person now. So yeah. Singing bowls are really good, honestly.
Can I just I love them.
Can I just can I just share this? Can I share this with
these are good as well.
Kira. Kira's got a question. Could you share some tips for people who are going through a very low point to navigate that before they get to the other side of spiritual expansion?
So if you very low point is to be open about your feelings. Okay, but speak to someone you can trust, okay, because you get a lot of negative people around there. So I would suggest finding someone spiritually, if you're going through a spiritual awakening, if it's something to do with earthly, try and find someone who can help you, because don't hold things in. It's very, plus you get a migraine, but let it out. Speak to your guides more, ask them for guidance, and they will put you in front with the right person or the right YouTube meditation. But you know, it's all a release, basically. What you're holding in is stagnant energy. Once you shut that door, another door will open. So it's all about you shutting that door, letting go of the past. Going forward, that's when your guides come in and help your powerhouse. But you need support from the powerhouse on the airplane, which is loved ones. You need support, and you need to let it out what you're holding in, because it's not good for you, and you go crazy. So just let it out and find people you can trust. That's what I would do. And everything else will fall in place, because the thing is don't hold on to stagnant energy. You know, shut those doors behind you, honestly, and your guys will open many more for you. Believe me, been there, done it all. And again, you just got to be strong, honestly. Never give up. I say that to all my students, because you'll regret it. It's not your time. If you want to go through down a path where you don't want to be here, try and fight it, you know, fight it, you know, seek help or something. Spiritual awakenings can be very lonely.
Yeah, and they're hard.
So don't drink alcohol and just stay away from anything negativity. Listen to angelic music, you know. Speak to your guides all the time. Do a journal. Write down your thoughts, because laying it out on paper is very powerful. Believe
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Manifest. Journaling's a brilliant way, journaling.
Yeah. Oh, and drink plenty of water.
Yeah.
And go for walks. Nature's amazing. Down lakes. And
yeah.
You only need you. You don't need anyone. Your children, husband. You are here to shine your light. Only
and nobody
you.
Needs to understand your journey. Yeah,
exactly. Like, put blinkers on. Yeah. Just say, I love myself every day. In that mirror, I love myself. I'm amazing. Smile every day. And you'll see your energy change tenfold. 100%.
Yeah. Have you done that,
Curtis? Grace has been on my course. Oh. Yeah,
have you done that?
Done what?
Are you not listening?
Yeah, I'm still at the water bit, because I am listening.
Looking in the mirror.
Yes. No, but I wanted to say I wanted to say about the water. I have to drink a lot of water, but I've learned, because I'm a physical medium, I have to replace my electrolytes. I have to drink. You know, and keep my electrolytes up. And I think when we're working energy, it's a good thing to keep our electrolytes up anyway. Yeah. As in learning to look in that mirror, yes. So I'm going through a repeated cycle right now. and it's, you know, I'm quite happy. I have to explain. So before I had my children, I was like size 8, size skinny. then I had my children, and they gifted me with all a nice weight that they left behind. But anyway, because of my past, I went through a lot of domestic abuse in my past, and it was targeted to me as well about my weight. So I psychologically really struggled with my weight, you know, because I used to wear big coats if I went out because of things in my past. So then I lost all my weight, was back down to the size skinny 8. And I thought, no, I'm never going back there. But spirit always teaches us a lesson. Yeah. And the lesson was I understand it. I needed to be able to look in that mirror.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether I'm a size 8 or whether I'm a size 16 or whether I'm a size 20. Yes, our physical body is important to look after, but also to learn to look in that mirror and love who we are is what's important. And spirit was showing me that to break that cycle, I needed to accept myself for who I am.
Yeah.
And I do. I look in that mirror now and I think, I don't really care, because the people who are meant to be in my life will be in my life.
Yeah.
100%.
It's all about, it's all about knowing your worth.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. When you get treated bad in domestic violence or anything, that's only because you don't know how much you're worth. You think you're happy being that doormat.
I wasn't happy.
You know what I mean?
I wasn't happy. I was there because I couldn't get away.
But there's always something there
at some stage. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, though, there, Wayne, because I was, before I've got my lovely husband now, I was in a relationship with domestic violence. But it got into the head, though, with me, that it was my fault, and I caused it, and I created it, and it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't have said this or did this or whatever. So you get your confidence lowered so much that you believe as well that the stories is, well, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't love you. It's because I care about you, you know. You know, and you get all that in your head and you believe that. You actually believe that. It's not until you really meet the right one and you realize that person loves you for all that you are. They would never touch and harm you in any shape or form. And
it also shows that fear should not control us.
Yeah. And it is, and I think as well that, you know, when you reach out to spirit world, when you're in that low point, and I mean majorly low, where you don't want to even be here, then that's when they come and they say, okay, like, you've had enough now. Okay, right, let's go. Take my arm. Let's go. And
because I don't know, Alice, for you, for me, it was just like, now it was always fear that kept me there. It wasn't because I felt that I was in the wrong. I knew it was wrong, but it was fear. For me, it was.
I was besotted with him. I loved him.
I
loved him because he had a good side, he had a bad side. And he had this gaslighting side of where you would believe, you know, when he was when he had that lovely side, you'd believe that until it happened again. And it wasn't until that, you know, it's like the lights opened up and it was like, hey, wait a minute, this isn't my fault. This is not my fault, you know. And it's that you learn and you grow and you move with it. Yeah. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, as well.
It's like when you got a lot of weight or something, or you feel like throat chakra. You're not going to meet anyone else. Yeah, you're not going to meet anyone else. You think to yourself, this is doing nice for me because I don't think I'm going to get anyone else because the way I look or the weight and stuff like that.
You're told you'll never meet anybody else. You'll be nothing without me, you know.
Our beauty doesn't shine from the outside. Our beauty shines from the inside.
100%.
And it takes a lot of hard lessons to come through to understand that we radiate our beauty from the inside. Those who are attracted and drawn to us are done so do so by our energy and the love that we give out. So
and then you appreciate the good that comes. You appreciate the good that comes as well. When you mean you've got a lovely relationship. We have just 36 years married, and I've got the best man in the world as far as I'm concerned. I love him so much.
Yes.
And he's been
same
good
with me.
But I had to probably go through that experience.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, do you know, I don't know about you, but I had been through a lot of that experience even as a child. Do you know? You know, I had quite a lot of violence, like to say, even as a child, you know. So I think you went on and you thought, well, this is the norm.
But yeah.
It's not the norm.
Yeah,
and it's like not breaking that chain, isn't it? It's like breaking that down. And I think it's what happens in our life, what we went through. There's lots of people went through many, many, many things. And then all of a sudden they can look back and they can help other people. And that's what you're there to do. You're there to be the voice for spirit world, to help other people, you know.
And you learn and change being a medium. I mean, the way you work. When I first started out, there's things I said that I got told, you can't say that, you can't say this, SNU or whoever, you know. And I'm like, how are you supposed to give a message if you can't say this, you got to say that?
Right.
And it kind of like took me down a rabbit hole, like, you know, okay, so I'm a medium, I'm supposed to be giving this woman advice, like, get checked out and stuff because you know what I'm seeing. I'm not a doctor, you know, entertainment purposes only and stuff like that. So, you know, how am I supposed to, you know, bring this across? So, you know,
you couldn't be yourself.
So, yeah, you have to put that filter on and try and bring it through a different way. So, I don't like that to be honest, but I have to do that just because the human mind can't accept something, even though I got urged to tell this person, you know, that something's coming up, so just be prepared.
Yeah.
But this person already knew this because she'd been doctors. So it's kind of like, you know, telling her something she already knew, but that was spirit testing me to see if I would warn her or not. So it's kind of like weird how you work things at the beginning of your journey. So the more readings you get, the more experience you get. So you
do. Do you know what? Can I share a story? Actually, it's quite a funny story. I think I've told you, Alice. I was doing. I went to do TikTok live. I would do, as you know, I would do TikTok live. And my guides kept saying, no, clapper. And I was like, so I thought, okay. I said to my moderators, we're going to do clapper tonight. No idea why, but spirit says clapper, so we're going to clapper. So I went on and it was like really quiet. It was like, and I was like, gosh, this is really quiet because TikTok's really fast. Yeah. Well, anyway, cut a long story short, had this lovely lady come on, full South in Alabama, and the accent. And I was going through and the energy that lady and her loved one, oh my word. And the first time I've ever had to say to spirit, we were talking about, I remember it was about, don't remember it all, but I remember it was about a barn and it was her husband and spirit. And I had to say, please, too much information, no more, too much. And the laugh, but she was so lovely and so open and the vibration was so high. Yeah. But you know what? We needed that laugh. We needed that giggle and she had beautiful messages. But I have to say, it's the first time I actually said, please, too much, no more. You don't need to tell me all that. But it was, you know, we should just be able to, we have to watch, but at the same time, we should just be ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. And I say that to my students when I speak to spirit now, when I see him and all that, I talk to them, I have a laugh with him. I say, come here, sit me near you. Yeah, grandma, come here, what are you doing picking your nose? And she's like, I'm not picking my nose. You know, Pete, spirit still have humor, feeling, stuff like that.
Absolutely, you know, yeah.
There's, you know, dementia, you know, but in a funny way. You know, granddad's looking around for something. What are you looking for? I don't know. And this woman laughed at it. Her granddaughter knew this and knew her granddad was like this through dementia. And I'm laughing at this gentleman. And the poor soul was looking in the car. And I said, have you found him yet? And I'm talking to this gentleman looking for his... I said, it's your glasses you're looking for. And he went, oh, yeah. And then he knew. So you can still speak to the spirit, though. It's very strange. It's weird, but you can. And when you're talking to the loved one and explaining all this, she's like, that is so 100%. Spot on, you know. And you're bringing it in through as it was on the earth plane. And so interact with spirit. You know, talk to them. Yeah. It's a three-way thing. Vessel.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love amazing. That communication.
Yeah, love it. You. What are you doing? At the bookies, you know?
I've seen my guides tell me, do this, and I'll go to do whatever, and it, maybe one of the things was like, both. And I've seen me in the car go, right, guys, seriously? Like, and I've seen me having, like, given off to them and then going, okay, guys, sorry, that just needs to get that out of my system. But yeah, be us, be ourselves. And
the thing is, I don't know about you, you've got the new earth, the old earth, everyone's talking about new mediums, new ways of working, or the old type of mediums and stuff like this, SNU, non-SNU. But since my journey, my guides have always said to me, felt to me, is like, we need something new, vibrant, something to let people know, you know, that you can bring spirit through nicely
in a nice
environment, but true to spirit without, you know, hurting people, but, you know, asking for permission. Can I bring this through? Can I bring that? Stuff like that. But it's kind of like working freely without any barriers. Any, do you know what I mean? And you know, just being honest and letting it all out, because that's what we need. You know, we're medium but human.
But we're not restricting the mindset. We're understanding that we're capable of so much more. And we're trusting spirit, and we're going that extra mile, and we're going and doing things that people would have said in the past, you can't do that, or you can't go there, or that doesn't happen. And you can, 100% you can.
Yeah. I mean, I watch celebrity mediums, not to copy. I always say to my students, you know, before you work, watch a medium. Because that will boost you up to getting ready to work. And it does, you know. I don't copy medium or anything, but I love watching, you know, celebrity mediums free-flowing. He's like a man in the spirit world, took his life through, you know, in a certain way. And when they bring it out that way, for me, that's true. When you're saying, can you understand someone taking their life home? You know, but not bringing through evidence, you know. But I love watching true mediums work, you know, because that's the way I felt to be from my awakening. You know, I don't change to be different.
No.
I'm just me, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how I get a good connection. I mean, it's we all
on a medium, so it is. As you say, it's not to copy them or pick up anything. It's good at watching other mediums, because there will be something in a medium that you'll feel, that was so beautiful, that was really nice, you know. And there'll be something maybe you'll think, oh no, I'm not so keen in the way that was handled. It's all about learning. You're not criticizing, you're actually learning yourself, because you're learning to become your own medium. You know,
we're all unique. We all work in a different way. Totally. You can never copy anything anyway. No. You just can't. No. It's impossible. I mean,
I always say we're perfectly imperfect.
Yes.
Yeah. I just like high vibrational readings. I just really do. I just laugh or sing in readings.
And yeah, me too.
It makes it more oomph. You know, when you're doing private readings and you're giving a reading to someone that is very low, no disrespect to anyone, but you've got to raise your energy extra more to get the magic working, you know, raise your vibration, you know, spirit's always there, you know. But once you build that trust, spirit go back up thinking, I saved me energy. Now you trust me, that's it. You know, it's like driving in it, changing gears and stuff like that. It's kind of like that. So, but it is, it's beautiful. But yeah, again, sitting in power is very important if you want a good connection and working with spirit 100%.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Have you got anything coming up, Wayne? Because I know you do workshops and courses, but have you got anything coming up at all that you'd like to share?
It's up on Thursday, 7 o'clock.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I do TikTok Monday and Thursday evening, 7 o'clock. I've been doing TikTok for about 3 months now.
It's very different to Facebook, isn't it?
A lot different. My guys took me from Facebook. I'm sorry, guys, but again, we have to move with the times. We have to go because social media is not just a bad thing, but it's a good thing to reach a bigger audience. And, you know, the right energy will meet the right energy, if that makes sense, i.e. people. I've got new courses starting next week. Sunday the 31st is full. And if you want to jump on, I've got Tuesday the 26th of February evening, 6-week course. So there's a few places available for next week.
March.
That's okay. I was thinking of one year I was in the wrong month, the wrong day.
So, 31st of March next week.
I was listening.
Right. See, it's good job records on, isn't it? So there's places still left for next Tuesday if you want to jump on. TikTok Monday and Thursdays, 7 o'clock. And I do private one-to-one readings. And what else? That's it for now. My guides, you know,
slow down, babe. It's hard to balance it all, isn't it?
TikTok.
You've got to find time for the family as well, 100%.
Yeah, you've got Monday and Thursday for TikTok. You've got a workshop coming up in March.
Yeah, March the 31st, Sunday.
March the 31st. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, then they can get in touch with you.
Thank you, Tracy. Tracy's been on it.
Guys, can I just say I'm on TikTok on Friday night? Anybody, guys? Medium 1111, only one TikTok, only one account.
Yeah, I've got...
There's about 7 or 8 copies of mine, but I've only one account, and it's usually about 8:30 UK time on Friday night.
I said we need to get Alice on TikTok.
Yeah, I know.
She's on it.
I'm on TikTok, but I've not done any work on it yet. But Judith is just going to show me how it goes.
Yeah. We were waiting just till you got things.
I've got that Chris Riley following me as well.
Yeah, I gave him a reading. He moderated for me one night. My moderators couldn't come on. And he moderated for me, and I was like, oh, you're so kind.
He's a nice guy.
And I gave him a reading, and I don't know. I mean, he got to do the physical with his loved one. And obviously he was doing experiencing the physical, and his partner was going at the time, it's really happening, like this stuff's really moving off his hand, and he was given the full, and do you know what, it was lovely.
I watched the BBC thing with Chris Riley. I thought that was a bit...
I seen he put up a pit clip, and I thought, oh, somebody's not being very nice, because he doesn't say anything about anybody.
He's a lovely guy.
Yeah,
I the BBC either.
Yeah, you know what the BBC is like. I don't trust anyone to do with, but you can see how genuine he is, you know.
He's done it all his life.
He's done hundreds of thousands of readings.
He sends you gifts and all, and he's lovely.
I only seen him because he come on my live, and I follow him as well. So he is a nice guy, really is.
It's like anything, though. You're under scrutiny no matter what, and you'll always have somebody that will say, ah, but.
But do you know what it is? And I think now I haven't watched it. I actually haven't watched what you're talking about, but I have a gist of it. And I think, do you know what the problem is? You know, these TV programs, these TV producers, they think you just go like this. They don't realize that everybody has their own unique way of working, and everybody's. What they pick out what they think is valuable questions, when really some of the most simplest answers and questions mean more to that person. So they could be, it's how they edit that, you know, and that's wrong. They don't understand it the way a medium understands it.
Well, we could read that guy who Chris was reading, and he was blocking, you know, he's not letting him in.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you can see it. The way he was sat and everything, it was like very cocky, the guy. And you could see that he just wanted to put him down. Because Chris has done well in his life, and, you know, people don't like that, jealousy. And that's all it was, you know. And I felt for the guy, I really did. And his family, because... You know, they fed him everything, and you know, you could see you just wanted to put that knife in.
Do you know what? But that's I learned, and I'm sure Chris will have learned too, because he's been doing it a long time. What we give out, we definitely get back, and how we treat people is, and it says all. I think it says a lot about the people. It says a lot about the person's character. And again, it's like, it's that reflection in the mirror, isn't it? You know, so anybody who watches Chris will see that he's very genuine. He is a lovely fella. He really is a lovely fella. I don't know him personally, but I have spoke back and forth with him, and he is lovely.
Your ears will be hot tonight, because we're giving you lots of love.
Yeah.
The show, that's us coming to the end of the show now. I know, time has been on.
It's fantastic
having you on the show, Wayne. It's been brilliant.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. It's great to work with you again, Judith. I love working with you, darling.
Yeah, amazing person as well, Judith. She does so much for spirit, like yourself as well.
Thank you.
100%. I mean, we're all here to help each other. And there's enough to go around, everyone.
This is it.
I can't be doing
this. This is what we're meant to be doing. We're meant to be helping lift that vibration and help people.
Yeah. Just one more thing before the talk.
We should
do more open circles with love. There's too much negativity in open circles at the moment.
There's too much jealousy. Ego kicks in. Definitely.
When I did my open circle, it was lovely. I'm no big head, nothing. But I knew it was coming to an end when I started getting this, getting that. And I thought, that's it, you know. And I don't like that. It's all about helping those struggling to give readings. Open circles are there to be love and light.
I've got a great open circle with my students, I must admit. I honestly have got a really, really nice crowd, but I did go through the little bumpy bits, you know, and now I have got a beautiful crowd
do you know what? A lot of people can't see that their ego is getting it, and I don't mean that in the wrong sense, but a lot of people, when you say to them, look, okay, we need to kind of, you know, they think, oh, you know, but they don't realize we've all got an ego, and we all have shadow, and we all, you know, 100, you know, you're not ever saying anything to insult.
We all need that ego.
that well, you need a little bit of ego. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing. But it has to be been. It has to be used.
Yes, that's what I mean. But what I'm saying is, we all have to learn to do things in the right way and to do things. You know, you give and you give and you, and yes, you give and you help other people. And like even on my group, I show my student. I put them let them go out there and they do free readings and they do whatever. But that's them. They're finding their way, and you should be pushing people and helping them find their way. It's not about competition. It shouldn't be about competition.
As a teacher as well, you've got to learn that if someone's giving really good evidence and everything, not to jump in, because that happened to me. I went through a few open circles, and the teacher that was supposed to be a teacher, ego kicked in, seeing that I was doing, you know, really good readings, and would jump in towards the end of my readings and finish my reading off, you know.
But do you know, a lot of people don't want you to learn what they can do, and that's wrong. And, you know, we should do it all for everyone.
Learning mediumship.
I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to cut.
Sorry.
Okay. So, because this is going to the podcast as well. But do you know what I mean? It means we have room, though, for to continue our conversation again and have you back. So,
anytime.
So I'll be part two with Wayne. Oh, I love them as well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you, everybody, all the viewers, and also for the listeners. And remember, we are on Spotify, 8 o'clock on Thursday night, and we're on Apple Broadcast, and we're on all the other ones. I love how you're doing. I don't know, is that it? No, that's not it. I'm not very good at it.
I can never do it.
No, I can't do the love heart. Anyway, we're sending a love heart out for everybody who are listening and can't see. We're sending lots and lots and lots and lots. And remember, everyone, you know, if you're feeling lonely, you're not alone. Okay.
No, spirit
world are around you. Love is still around you, and reach out to that someone.
We're all being tested. Yeah. Just remember that. We're all actors on the stage.
Absolutely. Work from your heart space.
So, good night.
Alice is going to go, cheers! Like, good night, everyone! Get back to